Hello.
Hi, I'm calling to speak with the person who handles the online listings for Pride Hauling.
Yeah, this is him.
Oh, hi, my name's Tara. I'm over at Local Splash. How are you today?
Okay.
Good. Well, the reason for my call, we're a data service provider to Google and Bing. And what prompted my call to you is we wanted to speak with you about listing Pride Hauling on the first page of Google for your keywords there in the area. And I'm sure that you've used Google before, right? Once or twice in your lifetime to search?
Absolutely.
Okay, I figured. So, you know, when you do that search, it'll show the map of the local area. It pops up in the middle. And then next to that map, there's that list of some of the locals that service within that area. And as you can imagine, there are pages of them in there. But on that first page, it's a short list. There's a handful that'll fit in each area. Does that sound familiar?
Okay,
so that's where we'd be listing you. Now, the reason you're getting this call now, today, is they had that other first page position become available in your geographic area for that category. So we're assigned to that area today. All of the Google channel partners are calling through. If we were to program Pride Hauling into appear in that open position, they stop all of the calls to the area today, and then we can't accept any additional companies in from your territory. So that's how they ensure your placement. And that all makes sense so far, right?
Yeah, so basically it would be under the first page of listings. If somebody's looking for junk removal or landscaping material, things like that.
Exactly, right. Hauling service or debris removal, junk removal, any of the variations. And they have to be in your service area in order to see you. So if the 76513 is home base for you, how far are you typically traveling for the work?
I haven't gotten too much off of Google at all, really.
Oh, no, you wouldn't. You're not there. Yeah, they wouldn't see you on Google yet. That so far.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I did do like a business page. I'm not that savvy with all that stuff. I probably need to figure out how to get a website going, but I have just a business page. I figured you could look it up, but I guess you're saying no.
Well, okay, what I mean is if you're anywhere beyond the first page, so 90% of the searches, they'll start and stop on that first page.
Yeah, absolutely.
Usually they don't have to go any further. So if you're not on that first page, then you wouldn't see a whole lot from Google. So like right now, for example, just to do a broad search for junk removal near me, in your area, the companies that are showing are Tactical, Waste Removal, Eagle Disposal, G&J Services, WM Hauling, FNC Dumpster Rental, Paniolo Hauling. Are you familiar with those names at all?
A few of them. So I would basically be in the mix with them with this service you're trying to provide me with.
On that first page, right. You'd be listed there right alongside them as one of those local options. You know, at that very moment that they're ready to make the call, you'll be there to catch them too. But they would have to be in your service area in order to see you. So are you servicing – so I know that you're halfway – well, between Austin and Waco, are you going both directions?
Yeah, that would be the furthest I'd like to go. I prefer not to go that far, but if, the job pays for it, it's no problem.
Right. Okay. Is it just you, or are you and a partner or a crew?
I got somebody who works with me.
Somebody who works with you. Okay. And I'm sorry. My name again is Tara. Who am I speaking with?
This is Alex.
Alex, it's nice to meet you. And so for something like this, Alex, so it's you and a helper, or are there two of you in terms of the ownership?
No, it's just me in the ownership. I had done something with that profile page to updated to my Pride Hauling account, and it added me as a second owner, and I couldn't figure it out, so I just left it be. There's only one owner. It's just me. The other guy's just a worker.
Right. And so the listing, so I am looking at your Google Business page. So it says that, are you a veteran owned company?
My wife, it's mine and my wife's business. She's a vet.
Oh, very cool. Okay. So the reason that I ask is they have special rates for our veteran owned companies. And you see value in all of this being listed there on that first page at that moment people are searching in your service area?
Oh, what do you mean? Are you asking a question or?
Yes. Yeah. Do you see value in being listed there on that first page at that moment people are?
I would think so. I'd at least give them a chance to see my name and click on me. Right now, I feel like I haven't gotten out one call that through advertising like the way I am. I've been trying to figure out a way to get it updated. I'm just a little busy with work here and there. I'm doing two types of jobs, but I would definitely like to get the hauling business up and going, you know?
Okay, well, it sounds like the timing might be perfect then. And then while we were talking, Alex, I was messaging Evan. He's my director for that area, and I'm letting him know that it's a veteran-owned business so he can apply the rate reduction for me. I'll get you that pricing right now. And then that way, if you decide that you want that spot that they have available there today, we can block it out for you. Hang on here.
Okay.
Hi, Alex. How
you doing?